You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Here's what you should know today. Who's still covered by California's gig worker law? Uber and Lyft led a ballot measure that exempts them from AB5, but millions of janitors, retail workers, and others are still covered by the statute. We should accept the flaws of both election and epidemic models. Yes, poll wonks and epidemiologists need to be more transparent, but we also need to stop being suckers. There are many parallels between society's response to seemingly errant predictive models for elections and the ones about the trajectory of infectious diseases. And in discussing features of each, we can learn why the forecasters aren't to blame for our disappointment. It may not be the prettiest or cheapest version of Sony's new PS5 console, but there are some reasons why you may want to skip the digital-only option. Sony has given gamers a choice. Grab a full-featured PS5 for $500 or get the same next-gen graphics without the disk drive for $400. That cheaper PS5 may be compelling, and of course, the more symmetrical design alone is beckoning, but the disk version is still worth getting. Go to Wired.com to learn why. And everything Apple announced, from new Macs to new chips. The company showed off three new Mac computers yesterday, all powered by its newly designed M1 chip. It was the company's third media event of the fall. Apple showed off its newly designed PC processor, three new Macs with the custom chip, and gave some more details about macOS 11 Big Sur, which is the next version of Apple's desktop operating system. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.